There is a sense of edginess, of nervousness among the government minders who look after the foreign media here in Tripoli, for even they do not have a clear and full picture of the battle taking place just 30 miles to the west. They do know that it is a crucial fight, one that could determine the outcome of this war. Both government and opposition sources claim they have control of Zawiya, which lies on the strategically important coastal highway connecting Tripoli to Tunisia. Government forces are said still to be in control of the town's oil refinery. Reports of gunfire and shelling have been emerging from the town all day. The government has admitted that it has lost control of the town of Garayan to the south of the capital. It says it will reclaim it. It will need to if it is to win this war. The rebel strategy is to isolate Tripoli in the hope that will provoke an uprising from within the capital and lead to the collapse of the government. There is opposition to Colonel Gaddafi here, but also much support, and the government has confirmed that it has been giving weapons training to loyal civilians. Meanwhile, in Tunisia, several days of talks between both sides, which involved two Libyan ministers and two opposition representatives, ended this morning. Venezuelan diplomats were mediating. A United Nations envoy is also in Tunisia and has met both sides. His mission is to negotiate a ceasefire.